this one was done a lot faster than the first one. The first one was recorded sporadically over the course of a year, and this one was done really in 4 months. We were able to work on it sort of like every day, whereas the other one, we would sort of work at it at night after work and stuff like that.
A lot of times, a quick sophomore record is the beginning of a downward spiral. But for the Broken West, a faster process meant better results and a stronger band. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. The term power pop has connotations on both sides of the coolness spectrum, but if you look to Big Star or to the latest from Spoon, it can be a label with clout. Whatever you call the band's music, the Broken West is finding its own way, with a mix of driving hooks, harmonies, and electricity. And don't forget their way with words, either. Their debut album title quotes Samuel Beckett, and their latest, Now or Heaven, is a lyrical twist in itself. CMJ 2008 was the LA band's latest stop in New York City, and it included a trip to FUV, where host Aaron DeVivo talked with the band about their process of writing songs and picking a name.
Let's talk a little bit about how the band came together. I know you originally weren't called the Broken West, right?
Yeah, we were originally called the Broke Down, but it turns out there was a band from Illinois who had a similar name, and after we signed to our label, but right before our first album came out, they threatened to sue us, so we had to change the name really fast.
Was that a blow, or did that just kind of roll off your back, having to change the name of the band?
It kind of just rolled off our back. We were so excited to be putting the album out, and, you know, and like I said, you know, we had just signed with Merge, and we were so excited about that that, you know, it was frustrating, but it happened so fast, and we kind of moved on, and we're just excited to tour and do all that stuff. So
now, at the grassroots level, was there any concern that your fan base, we got to get the word out, we ain't the Broke Down anymore?
I would say we didn't really have a fan base then, so it actually it worked out okay.
Hell, I know much better now. Took a while to figure out. Letting out all lions down. Turn me into one of them. So it began.
When the band came together and you're getting to know each other, what kind of thought process went into the direction that you were going to take? What type of band you were going to be, or does that just happen by itself?
I think it just happens by itself. There wasn't a lot of planning in terms of what the aesthetic of the band would be. I think it really just was sort of the songs that, you know, it was the songs that we were writing. And on the first album, it was a lot of it was Danny and me. And just songs that we had written kind of over the years and we'd sort of collected. And so I think that that was sort of the shape that the band took, was just kind of the flavor of those particular songs.
Now you got a guy, his name is Adam Vine,
yeah,
who also works closely with you guys.
Yeah.
In what capacity other than helping out with songs?
Well, that's really it. But I mean, he plays a big role. I mean, he's kind of the sixth member of the band, but he's not actually a musician. He doesn't tour with us. But he co-wrote all of the songs on the new record, and he's a fantastic lyricist. So if I could make a, sort of a bold comparison, he's kind of our Bernie Taupin to our Elton Johns.
Tonight you show up in disguise, a diamond in a bag of ice, impossible to find. Windows where your eyes were before, one night in diving in, time reminds.
Broken West, recorded live at FUV with Gwen Now and Then. To hear the complete interview and see video of the Broken West in Studio A, head to WFUV.org.